Hello, and welcome to a few minutes of inspiration with C. Melita Webb. I thought we would talk about another hard topic today. And actually, it's not hard. It's just kind of a flashpoint where people are either usually really upset, angry, confused, or just lost. And that is the topic of race. I am a big fan of, anthropology and science and social studies. And so for me, I think it's really interesting when we have so many different nationalities and people of color and Europeans who live together. I grew up as a 70s baby, and I had lots of friends who were all different races. We had a Chinese couple across the street. We had an Indian couple in front of us. We had an African-American couple next to us, and then next to her was a young Japanese kid, Dennis, that was his name. And no matter what age they were, if somebody came over to play, my mother always sent me out to play. And then later in life, I remember there being a Pakistani couple who came in. And they were awesome. They had the sweetest personality, the greatest food. And they just loved me and I loved them. And so I grew up thinking that everyone got along. And it wasn't until my parents moved to Redmond in the late 70s, I want to say 78, 79, that I realized that people had issues with race. And it was really interesting to me that some of the neighbors looked away and they wouldn't smile, and some of them didn't want their kids playing with you. And then when my parents took me to the school system to see about getting enrolled, it just was really interesting because the teachers kind of ran out from the woodwork. I remember a gentleman chasing me, talking about, did I play winter sports? I had never heard of winter sports. I knew that people played, people skied, people ice skate, and that kind of thing. But to me, it was just a sport. I remember him offering me tokens for bus pass and saying I could get free lunch. And someone else stopped me in the hall, and I can't remember what she asked me about. But it was just really interesting to see. And then I went to the restroom. And when I went to the restroom, I remember seeing a sign that said, go back to Africa, N-word. And that was kind of a reassurance to me that I needed to stay where I was. So thankfully, my parents let me commute back and forth, and I was able to finish out my high school years I was junior high and then high school years in a more race-neutral society. But it taught me something. It really taught me that I needed to be aware of what was going on. And so that's kind of what I want to talk about. Because I remember being in line and having people walk past me or someone calling the person from behind me and not understanding it. And then it dawned on me. I was living in Redmond and I started seeing it so frequently that it just started to bother me. And then I remember the PI, they actually published a front page story about the camps in, Everett, where they were teaching KKK activities, and they actually had their children there. And I remember taking that paper next door to my best friends, the Sorensons, and just being really upset. As a teenager, I think that was a lot for me to handle. And so when I stop and look at what the kids are going through today and the adults and seeing how race has exploded, it really breaks my heart. And in between that, I also had my own children. And so I also saw how race played in my children's lives. And that in itself, as a mother, is really devastating when you realize how race is perceived in America. And so I just wanted to put that on your heart for you to stop and think of. And let's do a two-part again. Let's think about it. I want you to think about how race has played a part in your life and what you've dealt with it and how it's affected your children. And then we can talk again. All right?